Yes, my friends, Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter Cigar Emporium, where we are getting ready just a week away for the most incredible cigar event in the history of Atlanta, the history of the Southeast, and soon to be the world, the Southern Cigar Festival. Chef Eric, you have always, now one of the employees here, one of the gentlemen at works, it's really family for all of us, because we're all family. We all work together with Russ. We helped Russ, and Russ is very generous too. But John went and borrowed a deer from somebody because if we had to wait for him to provide it au naturel, you know. But anyway, he provided you with some fresh venison.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to do some venison steaks a little bit later.
Ooh.
And we're going to experiment with a recipe. So.
Experiment with a recipe. Now, let me guess. Kenny always reminds us that that two things you can count on with you is booze and butter. Are any of those things going to be in there?
Yes. And yes.
In fact, you brought in one of the particular ingredients you brought in was so popular, everybody wanted to know what you were going to do with the leftover bottle.
Well, it's the Captain Morgan spiced rum, and I was thinking rather than cooking anything, I'll just pass around shots, and that'll, you know.
And they'll say you're the most amazing man on the face of the earth. That's how the leeches are here.
In there.
That's how the leeches are here, you know. Give them free booze, they're happy. But they're not happy unless you give them the good booze.
Right.
You know, if you give them the cheap shot, they won't do it. But anyway, so tell us what's on your...
That's pretty cheap, actually.
On your culinary mind today.
Well, so I woke up with a migraine, so that that always helps with recipe development. And so this, therefore, is for those days when you want to phone it in a little bit.
Oh, this is comforting.
Yeah. No, we're going to do a... an orecchietti carbonara. So, orecchietti carbonara.
Okay. So, could you please, for those who are not bi, like you are?
It's an ear. Oh. Right? It looks like little ears. Mm-hmm. It's the pasta. It's a little sort of little dishes.
I'm Irish.
Pasta, yes, I know. And that explains your culinary perspective. And then beyond that, and that's got bacon in it, by the way. The carbonara has bacon.
Well, there we go. That's right. Bacon and pasta. I'm there.
There you go. Then we're going to do the venison with a little Captain Morgan's reduction on it.
A little Captain Morgan's reduction?
Maybe a lot. I don't know. It depends. We might even toss in some mushrooms in there as well on the side and do sort of.
So it's a great way to serve venison, which a lot of people are confused with venison. They don't buy it. First of all, it's hard to get because you have to get farm-raised venison usually from overseas. It's very expensive, and I think the reason people shy away from it is they don't know what to do with it. You're going to make it very simple and teach us a few tips and suggestions for venison.
I shall. And then I'm going to do Moroccan chicken, not a sandwich, but we're gonna use bread as sort of, instead of a pita, we're just going to use some bread for it. But it works really well with pita. And it's a Moroccan-style chicken. Very simple to do. We're actually going to start with that recipe and start the marinating process.
So very good. So we've got chicken, we've got venison, and bacon, and pasta. Dude, you've touched all the food groups except for mayonnaise.
And then if we have time, I suppose, it just so happens that John also brought in some ground venison as well.
And let me guess, you're just going to whip something together with ground venison if you have time.
If I have time.
I'll tell you what, that's why they call you the chef, and they leave the witty repartee to your host.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chef Eric, without further ado, would you like to start numero uno? See, I can do it too, numero uno. Or is it numero uno?
You are
uno.
So fluent in so many things. None of them are languages.
What?
Anyway, huh? Nothing, no.
You got a migraine. I'll give you a pass this time.
Thank you, appreciate it. So, I'm starting with about 3 tablespoons of chopped parsley. In a little in a bowl. Now I'm going to take some salt, add that to the parsley.
Now, what kind of salt are you using? Not regular Morton's salt.
I'm using sea salt. I'm actually using Morton's sea salt, but it doesn't have any iodine. It's standard sea salt. And then we're going to take a couple of garlic cloves in the form of garlic paste. So this is kind of like the whole.
Oh, now, how did you mash those?
I spent hours mashing them. And
in other words, it's in a tube.
It's in a tube.
But that's not to be scoffed at.
No, actually, this is, it's very fresh. If you look at the color of it, it's actually white. A lot of the jarred garlic I've really been determining that it just doesn't deliver the garlic flavor that you want. It's a little oxidized.
And it's been out. It's been there in the jar for how long?
Yeah, and the light, I think, of that light jar that they store it in, it just, I think it breaks down some of the garlic. So this tube, this is sort of the new thing, and I buy my tomato paste in the tubes like this as well. Keeps it very, very fresh, and the garlic is just incredibly white, which is
how it sure that be. Isn't Colgate?
I'm positive.
I'm just curious.
I did have a little migraine, so you know.
we'll find out real soon.
If it's extra minty, then, then
it's
you'll know.
It's Mint Julep Day.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, hey.
Yeah, this is great chicken, but a little bit of a...
But it makes your teeth look real good.
There you go. All right, now we're going to take 2 teaspoons of cumin. Maybe even more. Yeah, that much. We're going to go about, let's say it's 3 teaspoons or a tablespoon of cumin. Then we're going to take some good smoked paprika that I got at Whole Foods.
And the beautiful thing about Whole Foods, let's talk about how you didn't buy jars of stuff where you pay $7, $8, $9, $10 for a jar. You bought what you needed.
Right. So this is the great thing about Whole Foods. If you've never gone in there before and bought bulk products, like you can buy salt this way, you can buy a bunch of spices this way, and a lot of them are organic. And if you just need, if you're never going to need cardamom seed again, other than for one recipe, hey, go in and get just the amount of cardamom seed you need in a little Ziploc. They charge you by the ounce. And so that paprika, I mean, you can smell it from here. It's beautiful paprika. The cumin's beautiful cumin, but you don't have to go through the expense of getting the big jar, because that jar, once it sits in your kitchen, in your spice cabinet for a couple months, it's dead, right? So people use spices in their spice cabinet that have been, the essential oils have been killed on them for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you might as well just throw it away.
And it's expensive. When you get a good Hungarian smoked paprika, you're going to pay, $1.50, $2 an ounce, and you get an 8-ounce jar. You can pay as much as $16 for a jar that you use it for 2 or 3 recipes, and then all of a sudden it sits for a long time.
Yep.
You lose a lot of money. Do you know how much money? I figured it out the other day. I threw out about 8 jars of spices. I threw out $79 worth of spices.
I believe it. All right, so I've added some some red pepper flakes as well.
Before taxes.
And now I'm adding in a little bit of olive oil. So this is essentially going to be almost like a paste when I mix this all up.
Now, what kind of olive oil are you using? Are you using the extra virgin, or are you using the...
I'm using the 365 extra virgin olive oil.
So you want the floweriness of the olive oil.
I want the full-bodied, the floweriness, for marinades, I like to use that. All right, so what we're going to do is... I think we're going to add a little bit more olive oil to make this last here.
So what kind of consistency are you looking for?
You want it... just a little bit runnier than a paste.
Okay.
Because it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a marinade. But I don't want to have it be just a big bag of oil, right? So that's sort of the consistency there.
Yeah. Very good.
Paste. All right, so now we're going to take chicken thighs. And these are...
So are you traditionally a thigh man?
I love breasts and thighs.
Okay.
But yes, for the most part, I prefer the thigh.
Some of the laughter you hear in the background, I don't know what these people are thinking about. We're talking about chicken.
Yeah.
It's a culinary show.
Of course we are. We are actually on air.
Thank you, Mr. Potty Mouth.
So George Carlin over there giving us the seven dirty words that you can't say on...
Well, we got one down and 6 to go, so
that's
we're...
That's it. Well, those are antiquated things anyway.
Yeah.
That's standards. Anyway.
Now they teach those words in grade school.
Yeah, you have to spell them a certain way.
Yes, that's right.
It's a common core.
Yes. 1 + 1 = 6. Well, how did you get by that? Well, I took this one and this one and did it 3 times. I got 6. There you go. You're an A student in our math class. But anyway.
Hey, by the way, common core here in Georgia has just been kind of overturned. They're now allowing math to be taught the good old good old-fashioned way.
So. Yeah, the kind where I got flunked three times.
Right.
I like that kind.
Exactly. All right. So this is going to now marinate. I've got about five thighs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just going to pan fry them, but it's going to marinate for about 2 hours, roughly.
Now, is this one of these things? I know sometimes you can over-marinate.
You know what? Not really. I mean, I could put this in the fridge overnight.
So you could do it the day before.
You can do it the day before. There's not a lot of vinegar in this, not a lot of acid, so it's not.
I was
going to
ask
you,
there really isn't any.
No. No, this is just a spice marinade, so it's just going to pick up a little bit of that flavor.
When we come back, I want you to talk about marinades a little bit.
Okay.
Because everybody thinks marinade's got to have several things. First, you got to have an acid. Second, you got to have an oil. Then you got to have whatever spices you're going to put on it. And you just debunked all that. So when we come back, you're going to explain how the heck did you debunk it. When we come back, Chef and a Fat Man, live from Cutter Cigar Emporium, where we're debunking everything right here as we take it to the streets of Alpharetta, Georgia.